Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. And now a weekend. Wow, what a rowdy crowd for Greg James just then. But then they're from Southampton, see? If you've been to Southampton, you'll know what I mean. Also, how much do those girls flirt with Greg? Oh my God. Did you see him?
Yeah. If they have boyfriends listening, I don't think it was that much.
No, it was just a little bit. Yeah. Just because he's off of Radio 1 and famous and stuff.
It was when they went for the... You know when you meet someone famous and you go for a picture, like to get your picture done? You kind of... put your arm around them or whatever. The one girl, bless her, got her leg and like put it like kind of round his waist and like right up across him. I thought, you must have got to know him quite well in the last 3 hours.
But that is generally how we greet people in Southampton anyway, so that's normal.
Properly starstruck.
That's NFS.
NFS, normal for Southampton.
Yeah. Hope you're right this afternoon. This is Mills on Radio 1. It's our last one. It's only Friday. I want to get that trending on Twitter today. Loads of people have been retweeting it's only Blue Friday. It's about time. It's always Justin Bieber, isn't it?
Or Mick McCarthy, same.
Yeah.
Don't Matt, look across from me and go, who's that? He's a football commentator.
It's either it's Mick McCarthy, Justin Bieber.
He is the new Justin Bieber. Mick McCarthy, yeah.
I think it's about time we got it's only Blue Friday trending. It's kind of good and bad. I'm not going to read out any of the comments today about it's only been Friday.
That makes it sound like it's all bad.
It just gets me down a bit. And, you know, I'm trying to be in a good mood because it's
not
Friday.
Not like yesterday when you were awful.
Yeah,
I'm cranky yesterday.
Making up for yesterday where I wasn't a bit of a crank, and I apologise for that. And I apologise for what I said about girls. I think I did say, now then, girls, here's a few home truths.
Yeah.
I think I started off with.
Yeah.
It all went off yesterday.
Like your one to tell us.
That's what happens, you see, when the one that doesn't speak goes away.
You went properly audience on Jeremy Kyle. Your finger was like going all over the place there. Who do you think that?
Yeah, it was that. Mm. So, yeah. But I still stand by that.
What?
Girls...
But here is, go on, tell us some more. Go on, no. Give us a Friday home truth.
Okay, here was the. Maybe we could do this every week. Scott's Friday home truths.
Just
saying that why can't you go out sometimes in normal fancy dress? Why does it always have to be sexy fancy dress? You're always a sexy nurse, aren't you? Or a sexy schoolgirl or something with the ties and that. It's never, there's nothing normal. Sexy witch.
Sexy witch?
Yeah.
Ooh, you're a sexy witch.
Damn, she's a sexy witch.
Anyway, I'm not going
to
rant.
Too many flapjacks.
I'm not going to rant today. It's Friday.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I'm proud to announce that this weekend I am doing my first ever documentary. Because the Hoff thing wasn't really a documentary, was it? Just living in his house for a few days.
What sort of style have you gone for? Are you more like Louis Theroux or Donald McIntyre? Are you kind of...
I'm not aware of Donald McIntyre's work.
Well, he was on Dancing on Ice, but he's probably more famous for doing, like, investigative journalism, like football gangs and that sort of stuff. That's you.
That's more... That's
I know,
what I'm doing.
You're the new Ross Kemp.
Yeah, that's it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Same? Did you go to Brazil?
No.
Afghanistan?
Went down the road, but that's not the point. It's a very serious documentary, actually.
Right.
No, it's called Overexposed Online.
All right. So you've done lots of research, have you?
Yeah.
And what did you have to look at? I don't want to ask. Is it all right to ask?
I managed to find out loads of things about Aled off the Chris Moyle show and off the surgery.
Part of the documentary or...?
No, this is all part of it. And it just shows you how careful you have to be when you share information online. Like stuff, like little, you know, things you might put on Facebook or you might put on Twitter. They can find out loads of stuff. And I was genuinely really, really shocked about the kind of things they can get. You have to listen on Sunday
what's
night.
What's Aled been putting up?
Well... you'll find out if you listen on Sunday. But I went all kind of private eye on his ass, and...
you don't want to say that in relation to what you said a minute ago.
Okay.
Those two things aren't together. Like, it's not overexposed online and then Scott and Aled.
I went private investigation. I collated a lot of information.
This documentary is going to have so many listeners now.
It will. Well, it's quite shocking. Believe me.
Well, if you say so, I don't really want to see myself.
I get Aled in a room. Okay.
You're privately investigating Aled's Facebook.
Okay. Here's what happened, okay? Hear me out. Okay, so we have a look at Aled's kind of Facebook and his kind of social networking. He's got on Twitter as well. And just little random comments that he's put on blogs and things like that.
Oh, for like things like, say, when he says, oh, I'm going on holiday, and then you know that...
Yeah, or I'm in a park on my own, or that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and you
bad
just think,
stuff.
Actually... you can.
You are just making this so bad.
You can. You can. You can find out a lot of quite scary personal information just from.
So you can find out where Aled is and track him down, like you did.
Just from the stuff you put online. So the idea is for people to listen and maybe have a rethink about their online habits.
Yeah, like if you put one bit of information on one, like Facebook, and then another bit on Twitter, and people can find out, like.
Yeah, you can piece it together. And that's what I was doing on this documentary.
So now you've got all this bank account details. What are you going to do with them?
Yeah, we've got a load of stuff.
Have you really?
Uh-huh. It's
really?
Quite scary what they can get. So literally, Aled's in this room and I present him with this kind of big wall chart.
Your dossier?
All the stuff that we've got. Dun, dun, dun. And also, we talked to some people who have been fired because stuff they put on Facebook and Twitter. People that have been arrested because of it. It's actually very interesting if you use social networking. And it's going to be on Radio 1. What time's it on?
It's 9 o'clock, the Scotchumentary on BBC Radio 1.
Overexposed online. If you use a lot of social networking, do have a listen to that. 9 o'clock on Sunday. Nice one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is this Lloyd?
Baby.
I know it's you because I've got your number on speed dial at the moment because of the World Cup and stuff.
Yeah, it's me.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, how are you?
Luscious, thanks, it's really hot.
It is, it's nice.
Is it also hot where they're playing football?
No, it's winter time there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because they're the southern hemisphere, aren't they?
But it's only an hour time difference.
Yeah, but they're below the equator.
Oh, right.
This isn't football now, this is geography.
It is, sorry, I don't mean to test you.
Do you charge extra for that?
Yeah.
What have you got, Lloyd?
Today is North Korea versus Ivory Coast and Portugal versus Brazil.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that's the Group G deciders. Tonight it's Chile versus Spain and Switzerland versus Honduras.
Got any tips?
My dad was born in Chile.
Except he wasn't.
How'd you know?
Because you do this joke every time, only now you've just moved it onto your dad.
No, he was born in
Shrewsbury. Yeah. What else?
Well, it's a must-win match for Spain, and after tonight we will know our final 16.
So Spain have to win.
Spain must win to go through.
Or they're off.
Well, they might not be. It depends on the Switzerland versus Honduras result.
That's what I love about football. It's always so simple.
This is making my head fizz. So it's not a must-win at all.
Well, it is, and it isn't.
Oh, God.
Which team does Maicon Douglas play for? Because he's my favourite.
Brazil.
Do you know why he's my favourite? Because they wanted to call him Michael Douglas, after Michael Douglas off of Catherine Zeta-Jones. But when they went to register him, they couldn't spell Michael, so he's called Maicon instead. But he's named after Michael Douglas badly, so he's Maicon Douglas.
So is Maicon his actual name?
Yeah. Maicon Douglas, like off of Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Because they couldn't spell Michael.
I think they must have misheard, like when you go to register and then you have to tell the person what you want to call him, and then Maicon, and then it kind of went from there. I thought that was a good football fact. Okay, I won't bother next time.
No, I like it. So he's now called Mycon by mistake.
Yeah.
Is that true, Lloyd, you know?
I don't have a clue.
Could you maybe do some research over the weekend and find out for us?
I will try.
Okay, just look up Mycon.
Are you looking forward to the game on Sunday?
I am, apart from I'm on Radio 1 again.
Do you deliberately ask to work every time there's football? Right?
It was planned months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the second time this week that I'll be on air with no listeners.
Oh, well, I won't be listening.
What?
I won't be listening.
But don't you want to find out who's number one in the official chart?
No. I'd rather watch some football.
What else are you doing this weekend, Lloyd?
I think I'm playing golf.
What do you play off, Lloyd?
11.
Wow. That's really good. That's really good. Have you had lessons?
I've had a few.
That is good.
I can't imagine you playing golf.
Thank you. Are you shocked about Italy, Scott?
Am I what?
Are you shocked about Italy?
What's happened to them?
They've been knocked out.
Have they?
Yeah, do you know why this is a shock?
No.
I do.
Oh, come
on. I think I do.
Go on, Becky.
Is it because they won last year?
No, not last year. 4 years ago.
Oh, it was almost right.
Almost.
Oh, so they won the last World Cup?
Yeah, they won the last World Cup when I came to see you, which you can't remember.
I remember them from the last World Cup because they wear those really tight tops, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was when Zinedine Zidane headbutted one of the players.
And in 4 years, they've gone so rubbish that they're off already.
Oh, they're not that... Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are rubbish.
Got any predictions, Lloyd, for Sunday?
I hope England are going to win 94-0.
Shall I put money on that?
I think you should put money on England winning 3-1.
3-1.
That's my proper prediction.
Okay. How much money?
How much have you got?
Well, I don't really want to discuss that on air.
Use that pound that you had from the pound shop the other day.
Yes. Okay, well, I'll speak to you on Monday. And let's hope for the best. Yeah.
I just needed to quickly ask about match snacks. What's the best thing to eat?
Fish and chips.
What about a pork pie?
That's fine.
Will you be partaking in pork pie?
I think so, yeah.
Or are you more of a picnic egg man?
No, pork pie.
Glad I got that question in.
Yeah, me too. Glad we didn't play a record and we asked that instead.
Thanks, Lloyd.
It's okay.
All right, I'll speak to you on actual Monday.
Okay.
See you later.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.